President Mauricio Funes of El Salvador has re-established diplomatic relations with Cuba just hours after he was inaugurated as the Central American country's first left-wing leader. A prominent Sri Lankan...
Hello and welcome to Career Fast Track, another episode of helping you find work and make lots of money. That's the premise of our show. It's an all-new rebranded show around ensuring we are topical and following current trends. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, and also known as Dr. Career. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be looking at how the economic crisis is the best thing that could ever happen to women. On the top of the show, we're going to look at the current situation with women and the pay gender gap, as we call it. We're also going to have an opportunity to have someone in our studio with us today, and she's going to share with us her experience and what it's like to be a graduating student and her experience around the area of discrimination. And lastly, I'm going to share with you strategies to actually overcome these challenges that women face in the career to not only make more, but also make a greater contribution. And so you're listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. Our phone number is 604-822-2487. And our email address is info@drcareer.com. That's info@dr-career.com. Okay. I want to start off with some very sobering facts. The New York Times reported in March of 2009 that women make up 49.7% of the workforce. Basically, what that says is, on average, right now, women work about as much as men. So the facts are, we're both working the same. But the Canadian Labour Congress recently reported that after many years of progress through the 1970s and the 1980s, the gender wage gap, that is the average salary that women make versus men in a certain age group, has not grown since the mid-1990s. And even worse, Canada has one of the highest gaps in the industrial world. Most recent data has women earning on average about $39,000. That's 70% as much in terms of comparable to men who earn on average $55,000. So our gap is even higher than the United States at around 80%. We're a good 10% lower. What is going on? What's even more surprising is that the gap has grown and not shrunk, considering women have become more highly educated than men. And even as most women have decided to have fewer children as well. A full half of women aged 25 to 44 now have post-secondary education. And that is half of women. Men, it's 40%. So with all of this positive news, the pay gender gap is not improving. Why is that? And we wish to address that in today's show. Now, one key reason why the gap for the women is not improving is because a lot of low-end jobs are held by women, and the average salaries go into this. And so that could dramatically reduce what it is, the average salary. Now, the other stat, which is very interesting, and it comes out of the International Labour Organization, is that women not only make 70% of what men do, but women make, on average, 15% less than a man in the exact same job. So there's a lot of issues here, and you've heard about it before, the glass ceiling, but I want to address women issues in the light of today's economic situation. And so what's really critical to remember is that women, up to 35%, can earn less than a man in an equal job. What is going on? So let me just address here solving this problem. I want to read an article from The Economist. And Economist is a very famous publication around the world. And it says that governments should embrace the potential of women. Women complain, and rightly so, of exploitation. And yet, to this economist, women should be exploited more. What is he talking about? He's saying that the world's most underutilized resource are women. and getting more of them into the workforce is part of the solution to many economic woes, including this one. I was reading a really interesting article about, they called it the he session or the man session, which is men have been dramatically hit by this downturn. And as we know, the first area that was hit was the housing market. 80% of men, 80% of people that work in the housing market are men. And so many of these men are losing their jobs. Manufacturing, 70% male. So you can imagine these two huge industries are being dramatically hit by the recession. Men are losing their jobs and women are having to support them. So you would think that these gains would be a dramatic increase or skyrocket the average salaries of women. It has not. For more than a decade, the Chicago Network has tallied local movers and shakers by gender, and the needle has essentially gone nowhere. The nonprofit research group Catalyst has found more the same on a national level. For reasons that are subjective, it's like climbing straight up an ice mountain. And so, what I want to highlight right now is that I'm not addressing the issue of women rights, I'm not addressing sexism, and I'm not addressing discrimination. If you wish to change the world at a large scale and you want to get involved in movements, that is another show. This is a show specifically addressing women issues. That is you who is listening right now. I want to give you practical steps. I want to refer to experiences, anecdotal experience that I've had in my life where women, extremely successful women, women in the top of their field who've shared with me how they were able to reach the top. If you focus on the world problems, you may get overwhelmed. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm simply asking you to consider that you can make a difference in your own life. So we're now going to go into break. When we come back, we're going to speak with Christine Lowe, valedictorian for her class, and we're going to share and find out from her what are her concerns about moving forward in her career. We'll be back in a few moments. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. I am your host, Philippe Desrochers. We'll see you in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for being a friend.
Saturday, November 29th at 8 p.m., come join CITR as we celebrate our finale fun drive party. It's going to be live at the Biltmore Cabaret. Make sure you check it out. We're going to have a comedy show by Graham Clark, a burlesque show by Betty Loop. There'll be live musical performances by National Shield, DJ David Love Jones, Betty Ford, Jeff Berner, Rollmock, and Buttless Chaps.
You won't want to miss the grand prize drawing for our hand-stitched CITR quilt made by our own station manager, Brenda. You can check out her beautiful handiwork at citr.ca. Tickets to this event are by donation. All of the funds we raise will be going to support our station and keep us on the air. Keep in mind that the owner of the Biltmore will be matching all of the funds we raise at the door, so please come and party with us at this event. We'd also like to thank everyone who donated to our fund drive over the past 2 weeks. It's listeners like you that keep us running.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers. You're listening to Career Fast Track, the show about helping you find work you love and making lots of money. We're in studio here with Christine Lowe. Christine Lowe is the graduating valedictorian for her class. She's moving into the work world, and she was also honored recently for Most Outstanding Female Graduate. Thanks for coming in, Christine.
Thanks for having me.
Christine, are you worried about this gender wage gap?
You know, it's funny because I've heard people talk about this all the time, even since I was just like a really little girl. But honestly, it hasn't been that big of a concern to me. Maybe we can explore that a little bit further, but it's not something that, you know, has really been brought to my attention because I've been in an environment that's been very supportive.
And your work experience has been in internships, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there could be settings where you could have been discriminated against or felt that you were held back, but you didn't.
Wait, sorry, could you say that again?
So basically, you were in situations where you could possibly have felt like you were being held back or there was you felt discriminated against, but you didn't feel discriminated against at all.
I guess my My understanding is you also have a very short time span, though, to explore that. And I believe that a lot of people feel like they hit that ceiling over a longer period of time. Mm. And since these internships have mainly been over the summer months, there really wasn't that test of time.
Now, have you, in your experience in dealing with your parents or anyone around you, close, maybe family, aunts and uncles, have you ever experienced or witnessed other people experiencing this?
To be honest, my experience in seeing this has been quite few and far between. A lot of the women I know have been able to be very successful, either if they're in corporate or if they're entrepreneurs. And I think a lot of it has to do with their own mindset. Mm-hmm. Somebody once told me there's only a ceiling if you believe there's a ceiling. And that's something that I've lived by for quite a while.
So it's interesting around belief systems. If you feel that someone is out to get you, you are more likely to feel that you are being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most important issues I want you to take away from this show, you the listener, is to remember that in fact women who have a belief system that they're being discriminated against are more likely to have that happen. But for you, Christine, it's not a reality.
I kind of see it like riding a bike. So when you first learn how to ride a bike, your parents or whoever tells you that wherever you look, that's where you're going to go. Or if you're driving, wherever your eyes are on the road, that's where your car is going to turn. And so I see it as a very similar situation where if you kind of always see there's a ceiling, that's what you're going to hit. Because that's all that's, you know, in your line of sight.
So, Christine, the listener, I'm sure, is interested to know how you've been able to be so successful up to this point. And I know you're just beginning your life, but here we're at a situation where you've graduated valedictorian, most outstanding female. What do you contribute your success to? What drives you? Because people listening out there might be saying to themselves, well, I keep feeling I'm focusing on the negative, but you obviously, it sounds like you don't. What or where is your focus?
I believe I've been very privileged just to have an environment, both on the home front and at the school front, or even just with mentors. And I surround myself with people who just tend to be very supportive. It's not like they outrightly always verbally say this, but that's just how they live. A lot of the people that I surround myself with believe in, you know, being the best that you can be, whether you're, you know, male or female. And so I think that's probably a large part. Just in my surroundings as well.
Well, it's obvious that women offer an immense value to the employer. And unfortunately, it takes articles like this one from Ernst & Young that was entitled Rebuilding Your Economy Starts with Women. Very interesting stats here. For instance, the report goes on to say that Goldman Sachs that found that closing the gap between male and female employment rates could boost the U.S. GDP by up to 9%. That means if you have more women on board member as board members, 9%, they call it the Eurozone GDP, gross domestic product, 13%, Japanese, 16%. There's this beautiful opportunity right now that is in existing when there's adversity. Mm-hmm. I think it's highly reflected in the United States with the election of Obama and the consideration of Hillary for president. I think when change is happening, it's an opportunity to redefine, to reinvent the rules. The article goes on to say that Groundbreakers, it's called Groundbreakers, it was a study by Ernst & Young, refers to an economist magazine report that says over the past few decades, women have contributed more to the world's GDP than have new technology or the emerging economies in both China and India.
Wow.
It's very interesting. It goes on. It even says in a 2007 Catalyst report, Fortune 500 companies with more women on their boards of directors turn in better financial performances. Why aren't people seeing these realities? I think that's an important question. So let me ask you, Christine, what are you excited about moving forward in your career? What is your next step and where is your focus? And so I think when a listener here is sitting there saying, well, what should I focus on now? I'd like them to reflect the positive approach in which you look at your future. So what's your next step?
In terms of?
Yeah, career. What would be your next move?
Career. Well, I think it's very important to look for an organization that is very supportive. And sometimes that comes down to, one, it's company culture. Seeing do they outrightly say that, yes, we support women who want to advance their careers, as well as men as well. But it's also looking for those individuals who are looking to invest in your life, whether they have the time, especially now in this economic downturn, arguably, you know, maybe business is not keeping people as busy. The benefits to that is people have more time to invest in you, and that's something that I find to be very attractive and very important.
Absolutely. In fact, I know, Christine, for you, you're not going to be faced with the situation here with a woman named Dame Stephanie Shirley. She started a firm out in the UK in 1960s. She was an IT company, and no one would do business with her. So she changed her name from Stephanie to Steve. Wow. Her business took off. It's now a $326 million company. And it's one of the most successful companies, software companies in the UK. So, Christine, I'm pretty convinced you're not going to have to change your name in order to move forward. But basically, what's clear to me in listening to you is that you haven't seen a reality there. You're also aware that as you move forward in your career, that when you do want to reach those senior management levels, that you may be faced with negative results. Do you have any fear around that at all, or you're just not concerned at all?
No, this is something I think that is on most on the radar for most women, the idea of balancing work and family, especially, you know, as you advance your career, you also get a little bit older and sometimes life considerations become more important to you. So for me personally, this is something that family has always been very important to me. And the piece of advice I once received from somebody is that, yes, you can have it all, but just not all at the same time.
Right. I see. I think of Celine Dion. I mean, this woman did everything under the sun, including having two children. It always impresses me how someone is able to do that. Well, Christine, you bring up an interesting issue around an article that I was reading about the two areas in which women are greatly impacted negatively in their careers. One is the leaving for family purposes, and the other is inability to communicate with men. Do you find it different communicating with men versus women?
Oh, I certainly do. It's very interesting. I've been on teams where there's, like, you know, it's all female, and I've been on teams where it's predominantly pretty much all male. And even if putting one female in the room changes the dynamics of the room, I find that men tend to communicate to each other, or they connect in a different way. Women seem to be a lot more verbal. They like to do a lot of the small talk, the warm talk, how is the family? The guys kind of like to get to it. And I find that guys also don't hold grudges as much. They just kind of get to the point, let's do the work, and then it's done.
That's interesting. And a lot of issues around here, but this is, I want to, before we go into break, I want to share a statistic for you, Christine, and you, the listener. It's an optimistic stat. Growth of selected occupationals for women in Canada from 1996 to 2006 in the areas of senior managers, middle managers, professionals, and semi-professional and technicians, in all four categories, women outperform men in terms of growth. In terms of senior managers, 80% growth, men 40%. Middle managers, women 40, men 15. In terms of professionals, women 40, men 30. Semi-professional and technician, women 80, men 40. And it goes on. In terms of education, attainment for women versus men, 1996 to 2006. Bachelor's degree, women 60%, men 40. Degrees in medicine, dentistry, this is shocking. Women, almost 80%. Men, 10.
Wow.
Master's degree, over 80, under 60 for men. And doctorate, over 120% growth for women and about a 50% growth for men. So the stats don't lie, and I think it could catch up. And one of the things I want to highlight right now is that we're going to be going into break, and after the break, I want to share with you three anecdotal stories that I heard from three successful women and how they were able to attack this glass ceiling. And I'm saying that during an economic recession, it is the time to change. Status quo is out the window. I love recessions because they create so much change, so much new, and it's exciting. So you are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Our phone number here is 604-822-2487. You can email us at info@drcareer.com. That's info@dr-career.com. After the break, strategies to face as a woman. We'll be back in a minute eight. Do not go anywhere.
In 1963, French artist Robert Filio declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filio.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
This awareness makes you feel good.
We feel good.
Now,
I will electrify the grid.
Saturday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Saturday, midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, and you are listening to a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. If you are just joining us, we are speaking about women and why the economic recession is the best thing that ever happened to them. We talked about the current status of women in the economic in terms of the gender gap, and in fact, women are and continue to make less money than men. However, the percentage growth areas in terms of women is better than men, so the signs are positive. I'm here with my guest, Christine Lowe. She is a graduating student from business school. She is also the valedictorian for her class and also the most outstanding graduate, female graduate. During the break, Christine and I were chatting about, well, a couple tips for women, and she was told in her life, and I thought it'd be value for you to hear. Christine, what were you sharing with me?
Basically, as women, sometimes we have the tendency to show a lot of motherly tendencies just to, like, really care for people in the office. So sometimes we'll bring in cookies or we'll, like, clean up after, you know, a boardroom meeting. And I was once given the advice to maybe refrain from doing that because it should be an equal opportunity. So don't always clean up the dishes.
Well, that's just as simple as strategies and steps I've ever heard. So don't clean the dishes. So who's going to end up cleaning the dishes? I guess someone's going to have to clean the dishes, but don't be the one to jump on that. I was reading a wonderful article in CNN Money. So this is the last third of our course, of our show, and I wanted to move into some positive areas here. 39 jobs where women make more than men. Warren Farrell is the author of Why Men Earn More. There are lots of jobs where women earn more, from 10% to 43%. Let me share a few with you. Advertising and promotions manager, women make 5% more than men. Surveying and mapping technicians, women make 6% more than men. Aerospace engineers, women earn 11% more than men. This is really interesting. Tool and die maker, a very manufacturing heavy environment filled with men. Shockingly, women earn 15% more than men. Financial analysts, women earn 18% more than men. I mean, the list goes on. Biological technician, women earn 22% more than men. And the top three, legislators, women earn 33% more than men. Statisticians, women earn 35% more than men. Sales engineers earn, and this is the number one, 43% more than men. And I'm quoting CNN Money. And I'm quoting Warren Farrell. He's the author of Why Men Earn More. So it's not all bleak. I want to share with you three anecdotal stories that I heard in my past year and a half in dealing with successful women. The first was a very successful broker in real estate. Now, if you don't know, real estate brokerage is extremely male-dominated. This woman was the number one broker in her city, and I asked her why. Whenever I have a successful woman in front of me, I say, how were you able to do it in face of being a woman? And the answer was, many women try to be men. Now, this is a sensitive subject. She says it's important that women use their assets, and one of them was she looked good. She didn't hide it. The other thing was to use her listening skills, her empathy skills. These are reasons why she's done so well. There's this thing called groupthink. Those of you who don't know, groupthink led to the crash of the Challenger in 1988. That was the out of NASA. The ship went up in this, you know, the spaceship exploded in the air because everyone was in the same thinking called groupthink, and that could be detrimental. And one of the reasons why people are saying it's so critical to have women on boards is because groupthink caused this economic recession. The argument is if women are on boards, there would be a different perspective. There wouldn't be this groupthink, which would create this freight train that we couldn't stop, which led to a recession. And so the first thing is, and I wrote it in my article this morning, I talked about strut your stuff. Show what you got. Do not try to be a man. Of course, listen to Christine's advice. Don't be the first to clean the dishes. The other story I wanted to share was, on average, in general, women are less likely to ask for a raise. I had a guest on my show. She was an HR manager for a very large corporation, and she said that she was shocked by the number of people that did not negotiate. Up to 90% of people that she met did not negotiate their salary, and women were less likely to do so. And I've spoken to women in my office in the last several weeks, asking them why this is. There's a lot of anecdotal reasons: not seeing the value in yourself, not wanting to push the envelope, not wanting to piss anyone off. Lots of reasons, but I believe it's fear, and many men don't negotiate their salary. And so I personally, when I'm faced to negotiate my own salary, I am afraid I'm going to get fired because you're asking for more. And that may be a reason why women are faced with this. But let me say this. This manager that I spoke to, she said, not once in her 10 years did she have anyone lose their job because they asked for more money. I found that quite high. So keep that in mind, women. Strut your stuff, ask for more money. And lastly, and Christine addressed this, was the area of networking. I had a chance to speak with a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, a large accounting firm, that said that she sees why women don't rise in the ranks. And the reason was, very simply, at 6 at night, when everyone goes out to networking sessions to get promoted, there are women in the office that want to get promoted but go home to the family. Christine talked about the value of having family and how that can, and this particular partner told me flat out, if you don't go to networking functions, you're not going to get promoted. So you're faced with difficult challenges. And Christine, as we wrap up the show, I guess in light of these challenges women face, what are your thoughts? How do you overcome this? Where are you at right now?
You know, I think you brought up a really great point in that, you know, it's not for women to try and be like men, but to be themselves and to be the strongest them they can be. But I also do think it's important for them not to be the first one to throw out those motherly tendencies for the sake of sometimes people do judge and they try and box you in. But for you not to see the box and not to see that ceiling. And it is important to go out and get out there and to meet people. Like you were saying.
It's always important to remember this. Whenever you're faced with a situation, you must ask yourself three questions. What am I focusing on? Mm-hmm. What am I making it mean? And what am I going to do about it? If you face with a situation, you focus on being hurt or being discriminated against, then you make it mean that you're not good enough, and then you don't do anything, you procrastinate. That is a recipe for disaster. There's a lot of theories out there that say focus on the opportunity. I'm asking you right now, if you're faced with a challenge in your life around your career, and you're a woman and you're faced with this glass ceiling, I ask you to look at the opportunity you're facing with. Is it an opportunity to change companies? Mm-hmm. Is it an opportunity to open up your own business? There's lots of opportunities. What does that mean for you? That means freedom. And what do? Develop an action plan. So that's empowering you to move forward in your career. Well, that's the end of our show. And Christine Lowe, I'd like to thank you. She's the graduating top student, female student from her business school and also valedictorian. Thank you for being on the show, Christine.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It was nice to have your perspective. You've been listening to a show entitled Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, and also known as Dr. Career. Don't be shy. Send us an email if you have any questions after the show at info@drcareer.com. That's info@dr-career.com. Next week, we're talking about declaring career bankruptcy. A recent trend is to improve and not move. You'll learn the secrets to reinventing yourself into a better you. And always remember, you just have to try something new sometimes. We'll be back next week.
Every year after Halloween, once the pumpkins get tossed, Mint Records puts on a ridiculously early Christmas party. This year, we've got two nights planned. Night one is on Friday, December 5th, Nardwar Night with the Goblins, Kelarissa,
Lois, the Pack AD, and the Evaporator.